Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. My favorite export man is Fred Hochberg. Fred is the chairman and the president of EXIM Bank, Export-Import Bank of the United States. A very important job. And as you've heard me say before, folks, I give the government a lot of grief because of some of the things that they do that I don't agree with, regardless of who's in charge. It doesn't matter who the party is, because the government has a lot of things to answer for in a number of areas. But I'm going to tell you something. Two areas the government gets it right on is the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Commercial Services, and EXIM Bank. This is a double teaming support of small businesses that I recommend to you. And when you hear Fred talk about some of the things that the EXIM can do to help you to sort of finish out the project once you make the sale, to help you get your money back, to help you fund, maybe, right, Fred, maybe even fund the project before you even deliver it, right?
Right. Well, what we do at EXIM Bank, and you know, and as Jim was saying, and the great supporter, you also do this at no cost to the taxpayer. We actually make a profit for the U.S. government. We collect a fee for our work, and then we actually generate a profit. We can help companies with a working capital loan. So if you need money for inventory or raw materials, we can guarantee your receivables from your customer. And then the last thing is, if you're selling a product that maybe needs to capital goods, that maybe needs to be purchased over a 3, 4, 5 year period, we can get your buyer financing so they can buy your goods.
You know, and so really, I mean, folks, when it says when the title says EXIM Bank, think of it like your bank. I mean, what Fred just described is very much the way your banker would work with you if they were comfortable loaning you money that was for products that's going to go to Bangladesh. Right, Fred?
Exactly.
And they're not going to do that.
Right. The bank says, you know, are more conservative these days, and they're certainly conservative when you're selling to places like Bangladesh or Egypt and many places around the world.
Right, exactly. So do you guys ever work with local banks? Do you ever partner with them? Do you ever do a handshake with banks that a small business would do business with?
Oh, of course. We work with most of our loans are guaranteed loans, so they're done through local banks or national banks. And so if you're working with your bank, you should speak to your banker. Right. That's the first place to go. And if for some reason they're not familiar, you can contact us and we'll either work with you to help that bank along, or if we need be, we'll help you find a different bank.
Help you find a bank that will do it. So folks, so it's, in many ways, it's very much like the way the SBA, guarantees loans for small businesses.
That's right. I mean, when President Obama put me in this position, it was partly because of my work I'd done at the SBA under President Clinton.
Makes perfect sense. But the thing that I thought was very interesting that I did not know until you explained it the last time you were on the show, Fred, is that when you got a customer in Albania, and mm-hmm. and they want to buy your product, but they need help, and the Albanian banking system may not be the best in the world, or they need help with that.
Right.
You guys will actually help on the other end to help the long-term capitalization of the customer, perhaps.
That's right. What we'll do is we'll often work with local banks in that country, or in the case with a lot of – if it's a short-term one, we can help you offer that customer term. So you might be able to give them – instead of getting paid wire the money in advance, you can give them 30, 60, 90, 180-day terms. And frequently, I know when you're in business, you give someone 180-day terms, that's how you make the sale.
That's right. No question about it. And folks, so remember what I said. You want to put the combination of your own bank. You want to bring in to find prospects, to help you connect with people, and to find the opportunity. The U.S. Commercial Service at the Department of Commerce can help you with that. They've got some great tools. And then when you're wrapping up the deal and you're talking about how's the money going to get here, how am I going to pay my people, how are they going to pay me, then you bring in the Ex-Im Bank folks for that. So it's a great system, and it works. And my favorite story, Fred, is the Tennessee company that makes salsa, and their best customer is a supermarket chain in Mexico.
Right. Isn't that great?
Tennessee selling salsa to Mexico. I mean, how about that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly. Fred, give us the website again, please.
www.exim.gov. www.exim.gov.
And the big, you got your big doing is next week, right? Next, the end of next week.
Next week, the 31st and the 1st, 31st of March and April 1st. People who would like to come, just go online and register.
Check it out, folks. You'll like it. I promise you. I've been there. It's a great program. Thank you, Fred, for being here. Say hi to your mom for us.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Fred Hochberg, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.